The Abolitionist Law Center is a public interest nonprofit law firm that is dedicated toward the abolition of race and class-based mass incarceration. We provide legal services for incarcerated people in challenging conditions of confinement. So it could be anything from inappropriate or non-existent medical care to conditions of solitary confinement that cause extreme psychological and other injury, to acts of censorship in the prisons, but anything that occurs inside of the institutions that violates somebody's constitutional or statutory rights could be encompassed within that.
How did the center come to be?
So it was founded in 2013 during my last year in law school, along with a recent Pitt Law graduate, Dustin McDaniel, and it grew out of work that I had been doing since 2007 with the Human Rights Coalition, and that led me to law school. And even before we got out of law school, we were ready to start bringing cases.
What is it that kind of drives you to this? You, as a lawyer, you could be doing all kinds of different things.
True, but if it wasn't for the work that I'd been doing with incarcerated people and the political commitments I'd accepted, I never had any intention or desire of being a lawyer. And if for whatever reason I were to stop doing this work, I don't think I would have any desire to continue being a lawyer. But what drives us is that a recognition of the way that the system of policing, of surveillance of poor communities and communities of color, and the system of mass incarceration is fundamental for keeping a unequal and oppressive social system intact. And in order to fight for broader changes throughout the society and to fight for social justice, there needs to be a very central focus on the role that policing and imprisonment plays in those particular communities.
Just by looking at your desk, I see you get a lot of requests for at least information, if not help. First of all, kind of help me understand what we're surrounded by right now.
So we are surrounded by well over 100 pieces of mail. This is just on my desk. A number of them are from death row, from people challenging life without parole, from people who have a host of other medical complaints. There's some complaints of sexual assaults, people that have filed lawsuits and what representation, people that have been in solitary confinement for multiple years.
So how do you know what cases that you want to pursue?
One of our central priorities is solitary confinement because it is one of the ways that prison officials cause the most damage and the most trauma to those who are incarcerated. And another major priority now is life without parole, which is a pillar of the system of mass incarceration in Pennsylvania. Over 10% of the incarcerated population are serving sentences of life without parole, meaning they will die in prison. And we have a number of cases challenging individual sentences under various constitutional arguments, and we've been working with movement organizations to support legislation that's been introduced by Representative Dawkins out of Philadelphia that would end life without parole and provide just the opportunity for parole eligibility after 15 years.
But how many people do you have in this office?
Three going on four, and then probably five by within the next couple months.
So it must feel like Sisyphus. You know, you have hundreds of cases before you and only three of you. Is there a broader solution?
Yeah, political organizing, and it has to be integrated with challenges to other aspects of economic and social policy in the country. Just organizing around criminal legal reforms alone, I think, is going to be politically inadequate to deal with the problem. You have to deal with the fundamental disempowerment of communities of color in poor communities who have been shut out from decision making in the economic and political arenas. That's kind of the broad answer. And so we do hope that when we get some of these boulders to the top of the hill, they won't roll back down on us.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Really appreciate your interest in it.